this is the one bit from Manchester that is the start of the Greenbelt, and you feel you've come into the countryside, and basically you're just getting rid of it.
It's a very beautiful setting, rolling countryside, the lovely trees, beautiful place. All that will be completely devastated.
If you look either side of the M56 as you enter or leave Cheshire, you'll mostly see green fields, maybe some cows. That's mainly because it's Greenbelt land, protected from development, and the locals want it to stay that way. But if the landowners, the Tatton Estate, can change that designation just south of Bowden here, they could soon be building a load of large but low-rise warehouses and business units for science firms and advanced manufacturers. Porsche could move in, and some pharmaceutical firms have already expressed an interest too.
Hello, yes, my name is Carol Clark. I'm Head of Planning and Engagement for TEM Property. We act for the Tatton Estate. We are currently promoting the land here, which we call Cheshire Gateway. We estimate at present it could generate in the region of 2,500 jobs. We are very, very lucky that we have got some wonderful universities, and it's the graduates from those universities, that talent pool that we have, that we want to retain in the Northwest. And to do that, we have to present them with jobs and with attractive job opportunities.
And the site where the Cheshire Gateway would go is not unspoilt countryside. At the moment, a lot of it's a construction site. The new junction 7 and 8 at Bowden is being built, so it's full of diggers and construction vehicles. The science park would go here, on this site, which is surrounded now by roads. But the logistics park, well, that would go on green fields, very close to a small holding, which is owned by V, who breeds Falabella horses.
The thought of looking onto warehouses and mostly what the environmental impact it would have on the surrounding area, just it was devastating. Plus there are many, many other sites in East Cheshire that are already outlined for things like this.
My name's Matthew, I'm one of the spokespeople for the Stop the Cheshire Gateway Action Group. With the effect that we believe it's going to have on not only the area, the community, the environment, we thought we'd come together as a group of people from the area to put our case across to make sure it stays as Greenbelt land. It will be devastating to look out at something that's completely industrial within a Greenbelt environment.
The plan does have support though. The local MP is George Osborne, and 2 months ago, when he was still Chancellor, he backed the plans, saying they would attract investment and create jobs. But the National Trust is against them because it owns the Dunham Massey Estate nearby, and that's on top of the objections of locals. The Tatton Estate will now need to persuade Cheshire East Council and the government inspector, but those in charge of these plans don't seem too worried about their critics.
We have been made aware of their representations at a very late stage, and it is rather disappointing. We have ourselves had our heritage and landscape architect experts look at the scheme and investigate their concerns, and unfortunately, or fortunately for us, we can't see where their concerns are coming from.